It's 5 minutes with me.
A big chunk of my time these days is spent in the year-long coaching program the Youth Cartel offers for youth workers. And as such, I've been deeply involved in the lives of these 650 youth workers, 10 at a time. And that means I get to see the hard stuff as well as the happy stuff. Two of the youth workers I'm working with are going through horribly messy situations with their churches right now. They've been second-guessed and maligned, called names, and had their character brought into question. Really, it can be disheartening to see how the church treats employees, especially youth workers. In both cases, I know these youth workers well enough to be confident that the accusations are mostly false. I can't help remembering a traumatic experience I went through myself many years ago. I had worked as a junior high pastor for a few years at a church when things suddenly started going downhill fast. I was young and naive enough to not completely understand what was going down, but I had clearly angered a couple of key lay leaders in the church, two older men who really ran the place. I'd gotten sideways with them somehow, and I didn't seem capable of pulling out of the dive. They pulled me into a closed-door meeting to tell me I had to leave. They said, "Because we care about you, we're going to pay you for 2 weeks." They leveled six character accusations, things like liar, manipulator, insubordinate, and so on. I was totally blindsided and laid out, just gutted. I thought my youth ministry career was over. Who would hire me after getting fired like that? In a moment of conversation with a godly mentor, he suggested I consider how I'd contributed to these false accusations. At first, I chafed. They were wrong, and the accusations were flat out untrue. But as the days drifted by, I realized that it would be difficult for me to move on unless I felt safe with, unless someone I felt safe with, someone entrusted with the role of probing my heart, affirmed that I was still suited for ministry. I asked three people, all coincidentally lay leaders in that same church, to meet with me and question me. I asked them to discover if any of the accusations were true, and even if they were true, what had I done to create the perception that they were? It was a painful process, calling on me to be honest about stuff I didn't particularly feel like being honest about. In the end, we all concluded that the accusations about my character were each 70 to 90% false. But, and this is a big but, that meant the accusations were also 10 to 30% true. And even though I felt a strong affirmation in my calling to youth ministry somewhere else, I had to look under the rocks in my soul at the squiggly things that made up that 10 to 30%. Ugh. I'd be lying if I said it was easy, but I'm so deeply thankful for that refining process. By owning up to my contributions, I was both able to move on with renewed confidence and grow in those specific areas of my life so that they didn't repeat again. So, this is how I'm coaching the youth workers I'm working with. Let's face it, working in a church as a paid staff or as a volunteer can put you on the receiving end of the firing squad, square in the sights of complainers, controllers, and mean-spirited politicos. When the accusations come, and they will, the first question to ask yourself with gut-wrenching honesty is this true of me? The answer is rarely a categorical yes or no. The honest response is almost always, well, partially. See, wisdom looks at the partial part. Wisdom, which I sure want, I hope you do also, it studies our own contribution, our own culpability. Only arrogance dismisses our partial contribution to conflict, failing to learn from it and grow. Think of a conflict you've experienced in your church over the last year or two. Even if you were 90% right, what was the 10%? What can you learn about yourself and your ongoing need for a Savior? How could God transform that 10%, redeeming it into a beautiful aspect of your strength as a leader?
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.